Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Financial Literacy for Managers. Finance and Accounting for Better Decision-Making, Second Edition, by Richard A. Lambert. Narrated by Kaleo Griffith. Introduction. When Roger Enrico took over as CEO of PepsiCo, he reported mixed news in his first letter to shareholders in the 1996 annual report. On the one hand, PepsiCo as a whole reported record sales of $32 billion and record cash flow as well. On the other hand, profits weren't growing, and not all of their segments were doing well. In fact, their beverage segment, the heart of their business, was doing poorly outside the United States, losing market share to arch rival Coca-Cola. PepsiCo had invested billions of dollars in their restaurant segment, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell, over the prior 5 years, yet the return they were achieving was disappointing. After conducting a thorough analysis of its financial performance, Pepsi began making significant changes to its corporate strategy. They spun off their restaurants into a separate company, Tricon Global Restaurants, now called Yum Brands, so they could concentrate on their snack and beverage segments. But they didn't stop with that change. The process of evaluating and revising strategy is an ongoing one. Shortly thereafter, they acquired Tropicana and Quaker Oats, who also owned Gatorade. They have continued to make changes to their segments.